When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us. We're going to be doing a 10-week series on marketing psychology. I kept asking myself over and over again, how did these huge companies get to where they are? And then once they got to where they are, how did they maintain? How did they get millions of people to purchase their products? I was like, there has to be something. And then the more I studied, the more I learned from Antonio, the more I teach, I'm understanding more and more that they actually understand the psychology of their customers. They understand what it takes to keep their customers, to get their customers, keep them, and make them lifelong customers, make them super fans, as Antonio says. You have some people that live and die by Coca-Cola. Like, seriously, and no matter what Coca-Cola does, if there is a rumor going around that a mouse was found in the can or something, like, this is not true. I'm just using it as an example. You still have people that will live and die by Coca-Cola. And so I kept wondering, I was like, there has to be something. Like, what are these companies doing? And what they did is that they have literally tapped into the psychology of their customers. They're not doing anything different than what we're doing. The only difference is they actually have a better understanding of the psychology of their customers. And what I mean by the psychology, they understand what to do to trigger certain things within the mindset of their customers. Every single Christmas, Coca-Cola has the bears. And it's a family popping open bottles of Coca-Cola and drinking them and relaxing. Charmin, I don't know about y'all, but when it comes to having double ply toilet paper, it's very important. And Charmin has a family of bears with the kids, like, they have the whole family. So what they're doing is they're, without them telling you, they're associating their brand with family, fun, and love. Without you really understanding it, but they're triggering it. Every time you go to a baseball game, a football game, you see Coca-Cola. So one key part of being a great marketer is understanding how and why people think and act the way they do. It's the most important part. It's much harder to create compelling content for marketing if you don't know why it would be compelling to your audience in the first place. So understanding how people actually operate will assist you in becoming a master marketer for your company and your industry. So understanding some key principles in psychology can take your marketing from good to amazing, all because the right audience is reading and identifying with it, and most likely converting on it as well. So for the next 10 weeks, I want to discuss with you 10 psychological tactics that you can use in your marketing. Today, I'm going to talk about priming. Now, priming is when you're exposed to one type of stimulus or one type of something, and it affects how you respond to another type of something. Perfect example. There's two groups of people, and they're given the word red to read, followed by either ocean or apple. Now, because people have a semantic association between the fruit and its color, the word red and apple group will recognize the word apple faster than the red and ocean group recognizes ocean. Basically, if you, the word red is has already stimulated the person's mind. So when they see apple, it's easier for them to click on, oh yeah, that's an apple. It's a red apple. Because they've already been stimulated. They've already been primed for that apple. Another example, let's say that you are, let me see. You're on a website and you're scrolling through this website and everything, but you keep seeing the color green. Like you just keep seeing green and you keep seeing green. And as you're scrolling, you get down to where it's time to pay. Well, the green has already primed you to understand that I'm about to spend money. So when it's, so when you get down to the portion of where it's time to pay, you're not going to really hesitate because you've already been primed to be prepared to spend money. So you're not going to be so set off by spending it. So priming is when you expose, when you're exposed to one thing and it affects how you respond to another. So I'm going to give you another example. In a study by Naomi Mandel and Eric J. Johnson, researchers manipulated the background design of a website to see if it affected customers' product choices. So participants were asked to choose between two products in one category, like Toyota versus Lexus. Now, according to Psychology Today, they found that visitors who had been primed on money, like I was just talking about, the website's background was green with pennies on it, looked at price information longer than those who have been primed on safety. Similarly, consumers who have been primed on comfort looked at comfort information longer than those primed on money. So when it comes to you and your marketing, start priming your customers. And you can do that with more than just colors. You can prime them using words. You can prime them using like actual pictures. There was a, we had a wonderful presentation by Miss Michelle Black. And if you notice during her presentation, she had photos, she had wonderful pictures of all these different scenarios. And as she went over through her PowerPoint, each picture had something next to it. But what she was doing, which I'm not sure she knew that putting pictures up there, what she wanted to do was show you how it is. She was priming you to focus on this particular attribute of what she does. Because if you can't picture it, how are you going to respond to it? If you can picture it, your response will change. If you're already primed to understand that I can take a trip with my entire company and I can plan this beautiful retreat, and it doesn't have to be just like work. It can be like a mini vacation for my company as well, where we can actually relax and learn at the same time. Versus in your head, when you think of a retreat, whatever else you already had primed in your head is what you're going to think about a retreat. So when it comes to priming, you're also changing changing your customer's perspective as well. Because if they already have one thought about something, guess what they're pre-primed for one thing. But if you prime them for what you're about to do, you can change how they respond to what you're doing. You may have somebody who had the most horrible experience on a beach. But if you show them, if you start priming them and show them pictures of family or experiencing something more wonderful, and then you show them more pictures and you're talking to them, the tone in your voice, the colors of how the presentation that you're doing, you may actually change their response to what you're doing just by priming them accordingly. So priming is extremely important because when it comes to your marketing, because again, it's the psychology of your customers. You're already dealing with all this other psychology that they have in their head, all this other programming that they have going on. And if you have a problem with using psychology in your marketing, then you will never be prosperous, because guess what? It's done on you every single day. Every single day, somebody uses psychology against you to get money out of your pocket. Now you are a business. So now it's time to learn the tactics to get money in your pocket. And if you think it's just putting out graphics or verbiage, no, you're actually doing something, whether you're directly or indirectly doing it. You're doing something to the psychology of your customers when you do any type of advertising. Period. Be it showing your actual product, being a resource, the color, from the colors you use right down to the wording and the pictures. Directly or indirectly, you're doing this. So the best way to do it is actually understand what you're doing so you can be better at it. Many commercial companies already use priming, and they use it in their marketing and their advertising. And it's the smallest detail that could lead to the greatest effect and help you achieve your desired income. From the colors you use in your graphics, in your websites, your landing pages, the backgrounds in your webinars, to your logo, to even the typology that you use. Words can do a lot. Just the smallest detail. The smallest detail. The uses of priming for your marketing strategy are endless. Everything you do, you're priming. It's only the question of, are you doing it right, where you're pulling your customers in, or are you doing it wrong and you're hitting something in their subconscious or their consciousness that's pushing them away from you? Visual priming will be your most prominent point of focus. That's video, graphics, colors, the visual, that's going to be your most prominent point of focus. You can prime your customers using visuals that make them feel more comfortable, confident, or luxurious. I promise you, when I was sitting there watching Miss Michelle's presentation, I'm sitting here and I went into a luxurious mode. I'm like, man, that's a beautiful beach. I bet it has like these nice little, not gazebos, but little, you know how some hotels have like the little houses separate from the actual hotel itself? Like, this is what I'm thinking. Say it again.
Bungalows.
Thank you. Yes. My mentality went straight to bungalows. Don't get me wrong, I love luxurious hotels, but to me, a bungalow is, I have my vacation away without having to worry about other vacationers. I'm thinking straight luxury and comfort. It's my home away from home, literally. Because I don't feel like I'm living in a dorm. I don't have to worry about opening my front door and if my neighbor across the way left their door wide open, seeing everything they got going on. I can literally open my door and see water. Like this. So you can prime your visitors by using visuals. When you pass by a car dealership, have you ever noticed the color of the cars that are out front? And then the next row of cars? That first row of cars, the bright colors are like whites and reds and yellows. And then the one that they want to stand out the most, the one that they're really trying to sell, they put up. That's visuals in itself. And then you see all the solid color cars in the back, like the dark colors, like the blacks and the burgundies. They're a little further back, but they put what attracts you up front. And then the one that they really want to push, they put up high. So it stands out even more. And if you add pictures, use like positive priming and show happiness. Because smiles prime the visitor with positive associations, which increases your sales. Why do you think if you ever worked retail, if you've ever worked retail or sales in any shape, form, or fashion, you're always told to smile. If you're on the phone, still smile, because the smile can be seen and heard through the phone. Because your tone changes. You're priming that person for that sales call. Instead of you saying, "Hey, is Patrick available?" What does that sound like? Maybe it sounds like a social call with somebody I don't want to talk to. "Hi. Hey, Patrick, how are you doing today?" Okay, so either this person is really perky, or if you needed a boost, their energy boosts you. It primes you for a phone call. You may not be prepared for a sales call, but because that person on the other end is smiling when they're talking to you, they just primed you for a very nice phone call. You just gave them a positive association with your phone call, be it a sales call or not. Have you ever gotten off of a sales call with a salesperson? You was like, "Man, that was a really nice phone call. And it was a sales call." That has actually happened to me before. Or when you're working retail and they always tell you when a customer comes in, welcome them with a smile. There's a reason for that. You are priming that customer, because if they walk in and you're smiling, "Hey, Antonio, welcome in. Come on, how can we assist you today? Is there anything that I can help you with?" You're priming them to be like, they're going to stay in the store longer because they had a very wonderful positive association when they first walked in. And the longer they stay in the store, the more stuff they're going to buy. Priming is used everywhere we go, from the restaurants we eat at to the cars we drive, even to the homes that we purchase. Why do you think they use a model home as an office? They are priming you to purchase when you first drive up to talk to somebody. The reason you're there in the beginning is to purchase a home. But then you actually walk into a potential home that you can purchase to talk to someone. And while you're waiting, you can actually walk around the office and see a model of the home that you may potentially purchase. That is priming. That's not convenience. It's the first home that they build. The first home they build on a lot is the office. So that way, when you drive up, you don't go, you know how you have the office, they used to have just like the little crate looking things that you walk into to talk to someone. And then all of a sudden you started seeing how the model homes, they're using their offices as a model home because it's more convenient, it's better on budgeting. No, they started understanding that if we have like 5-10 people come in to purchase a home, why not have a model home be the office? So while we're sitting there, we're already selling them. We're priming them to purchase a home before we even talk to them. And it's always the better model that they use, the one with all the upgrades on it. Not the standard. The one with all the upgrades, with the patio, with the attached roofing, with the ceiling fan in it that stretches out, and with the front with the nice pretty. But the actual home itself doesn't come like that. You just get a standard house with a standard patio. And you may not even have a back patio. It just may open up to grass. But what they're priming you for is to pay the extra to get the extra perks. So priming is used everywhere. We don't think about it because we weren't business minded at the time. But now that we are, it's time for us to use the same tactics that the big commercial companies use for our companies. So we can become the big commercial companies. So we can become global. McDonald's is not global for no reason. Disney World is not global for no reason. They prime you with the previews. Everything is priming. Everything is priming. So before I move on to other specific types of primings, like priming techniques you can use, does anyone have any questions? Yes, ma'am, Ms. Pam, go ahead.
I want to thank you for this. I did it right. Didn't know I did it right. One of those you slip that when you're talking about color and how it's important. First thing that went in my head is, okay, Pam, what is the color that I need to use for my corporation to elicit feelings of safety? So while you were talking, I Googled that. What colors elicit the feelings of safety? Because that's what I'm conveying with Ice Buddy. And don't you know, Ice Buddy Blue, which is the blue we use on our cooler, is the color that it says that we should be using to elicit calm, serenity, and feelings of safety. And luckily, 15 years ago, I selected blue for our Ice Buddy cooler. And everything we have done for 15 years in getting to this point has all been around blue. But I didn't know. See, this is where these classes are so important. I did it. It was instinctive for me, but I now understand the logic behind it. Especially when I Googled that, I proceeded to learn about other colors and what feelings they elicit and what to stay away from. It's not only important to know what to use for marketing your company and your product, but it's equally as important to be cognizant of what colors to stay away from. And that's what I've learned today because of you. And I thank you for that because otherwise I would never have known this.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Pam. I'm so happy. See, okay, so Ms. Pam, you do like I do. When somebody mentions something, I get to Google it. So thank you for Googling. Thank you so much for Googling.
Pamela, you might want to try, see what peace of mind, because that's another benefit you give people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's peace of mind. See what color goes with peace of mind.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Phil. Thank you very much, Ms. Pam. Ms. Michelle, I see your hand up. The floor is yours.
I just want to say thank you because I didn't know I was priming in my presentation. I'm a visual person. You could hook me visually. And so that's all. Some people are hooked reading facts and statements. Me, I'm hooked visually. So I always believe when people see what you're presenting to them, that is the way to lure and bring them in, including like in my logo, you was talking about what colors mean. I researched it before I created my logo, like purple means, I think royalty. I know green means wealth and gold means something else. And those are my colors in my logo. And when you was talking about commercials last night, I was laying in the bed and I was looking at TV because I just couldn't go to sleep with it. And Benjamin Moore painting, the Benjamin Moore company, the paint, they had a commercial where they show a painter driving through the neighborhood and they show each house that the painter painted, but the words they were using. They were showing it how he had so much love and appreciation that he was able to paint each house, and they show one woman outside watering her yard, and he yelled out, "Miss the spot," and she threw water at him. So they was trying to show like the community. And I laid in my bed, and you said this, and I laid in my bed, and I said to myself, "Now that's a good commercial. I'm hooked on that. I'm gonna buy Benjamin." That was a good commercial to the point where like they did good on that one. That was a good commercial. So I'm glad that you explained this because it's like I didn't realize the importance until after you explained it. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Michelle, for letting us know that as well. And I'm glad you brought that up Because if you also prime your customers for community, for that feeling of comfort. So now when you buy Benjamin Moore, you know when you walk in there, you're going to walk in there and you're already going to feel like, man, okay, so it already kind of feels like home, you know, after watching the commercial, you know, they're family oriented, they're all about customer service, and it's gonna make you reach out even more, it's gonna draw you in. You just said, just from a commercial, from a company, you're already like, man, I'm gonna do, when I buy my house and get it paid, I'm gonna use Benjamin Moore. You're primed every single day. Every single day. So who else has questions? Who else has questions? Or even how you can tie this into your own business? Like what, from just like what Miss Pam and Miss Michelle just said, what are you doing that you didn't realize you were doing that you're now understanding you're actually priming your customers? Or even more, what have you picked up on that you're now understanding, wait, maybe if I switch this, because this may be sending this may be priming my customers for this, what can I switch? Go ahead, Ms. Monica.
No, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking too, and I'm like Pam, like it's, you never really realize it until now you're teaching it, because it reminded me of when I worked at Gold's Gym. The Gold's Gym logo, if most people know, it was yellow and black, and it's very hard colors. It used to be known as for a bodybuilding gym back in, you know, the 60s. And when I was there about 4 years ago, they actually changed their color scheme. So what they did was that it's actually that blue that Pam uses, that kind of, it's like a soft blue. I don't know the exact color, but it's like a soft, comforting blue and a yellow, because they wanted to attract people that wanted weight loss and just everybody, not just the niche of bodybuilding, which is what it was known to be. So they changed all their marketing material, all their posters, everything. And at the time I didn't understand why, because everybody's thinking, well, that's the brand, that's the logo, keep it as is. But now I'm starting to understand why they did that. And now it has me thinking, because of course, you know, some of y'all know I'm starting a podcast. I'm actually going to use this towards because I have to figure out a logo for that. So I'm going to make sure that I use colors of comfort or peace, or, you know, something where people will be comfortable clicking on it, because I think it is. And it also ties in so much with the psyche, and we don't even realize it. So it's just interesting that it's something we never realize, and we do it every single day when we're looking at different companies and businesses. And sometimes we make decisions based off somebody's logo, as crazy as that sounds. So it's, I like it. It's interesting.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Monica, for pointing that out. So I have two questions for you guys. My first question is, how does Antonio prime his customers? Like, how does he prime his customers with his content? Because each one of you are customers. So what did you see that caught your attention that made you like, huh, this is where I need to be? Because each one of you were primed in some shape, form, or fashion. So what you just learned, I want each of you to really think, like, what prime, how did Antonio prime you? And then with his podcast. Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Pam.
Well, yeah. For me, it's his color choice. When I met Antonio, I met him at a mastermind, and it was what he was wearing. And he wore, he had these white shoes, black and white. And I'm attracted to very masculine colors. If I had to bring an interior decorator to my house, I would say, don't give me anything frilly, no flowers, no any of that, nothing girly. My attraction is to masculine colors, masculine scents. We talked about that with Charmon. And so his secrets to success is a black and white logo. And his attire that day was black suit and white shoes. It's that visual imagery for me of power for Black and white for me represents power, a command of things, and that's what attracted me to him and what attracts me in his logos that I see on his podcast.
All right, Miss Pam. Who else? And you know what? I actually would like when Mr. Smith, once we finish, if he could also tell us, because again, you weren't primed by the first time you met Antonio. You didn't meet him online, Ms. Pam. You met him in person, and he primed you. I need y'all to understand, Ms. Pam was primed indirectly. She was primed indirectly. We didn't know Ms. Pam until that day. But because of the colors Antonio wore, it primed her based on the psychology that she already had, based on what her mentality already was. And that's what you're doing every single day. That's what you do. So you have to, when it comes to psychology, when it comes to priming, you have to understand everything you do. That's why branding is so important. But if you don't understand psychology and marketing before you even start building your brand, like Miss Pam indirectly chose colors. Miss Michelle indirectly chose how she did hers based on her own psychology. Her own psychology, she's a visual learner. So she instantly, let me put a picture here so I can show people this, not knowing she's priming. Miss Pam was like, you know what? This is the color that I want to choose. Now, Miss Pam's story is different because her stuff is divine. but she indirectly chose her colors, not even knowing that she was already choosing the colors that was priming her audience to be comfortable, to have peace, to know that this is safe for me to have. So think about it, when you go into a meeting and you're walking into the building, you're going to meet with the CEO of Coca-Cola because you want to partner with Coca-Cola to do this. You know the best way to prime that conversation? Research the CEO. Find out his or her favorite colors. Find out what they don't like. Find out what their favorite podcasts are. Actually listen to that actual podcast. Conversations create clients, and you can create a lot of conversations behind a podcast. If you know what their favorite colors are, you can prime the entire meeting by walking in already wearing their favorite colors. And you don't have to be bold with it. If their favorite color is red, you can walk in with a black suit, a red shirt, red shoes, and red accessories for our ladies, for our men. You can walk in there with a black suit, a black shirt, a red tie with some red shoes, or black shoes. But priming can be done in so many different ways. It can be done belly to belly. It can be done over the phone. It can be done digitally, verbally, but it's so important. And I'm so glad you brought up colors, Ms. Pam, because think about all of the colors, like you research, are associated with emotions and actions. And it's a really good way to drive decision-making as well. I'm going to always come back to McDonald's because when you're on a road trip and you're going down that freeway and you see those golden arches, don't you get a little happy? I know I do. Because I know that sweet tea is from God. I don't care what anybody say. That sweet tea is not tea. It's sugar with tea, not tea with sugar. It's perfect. And then if they fry the French fries just right and you get that sweet tea, it just goes perfectly together. But more importantly, when you see those golden arches and you're on the road trip, you thinking bathroom breaks. Yes, clean restroom, see? You're thinking, man, we got a bathroom break. But it's a reason why they're called the golden arches. Like Michelle said earlier, when she researched the color gold, those golden arches with the red around it, it attracts you, but it also brings back, because I was talking about this with both Antonio and Grace prior to class starting, and Antonio was like, childhood memories. And it's the most powerful motivator. Think about it. Cheerios. Okay, so see, Cheerios for me, we didn't have Honey Nut until I got a little bit older, but now that I have Honey Nut Cheerios, every time you see that little bumblebee. Antonio just said, but Cheerios is disgusting, but it reminds them of their mom. And see, what reminds me of my childhood with Frosted Flakes is my mom coming up to me and cutting bananas in it for me. Vicks Vapor Rub, chicken soup, and your mother's kiss. So if you ever notice with a Vicks Vapor Rub commercial, it's the mom rubbing it on the baby's chest or putting the humidifier up and checking on the baby, giving them a kiss. That's priming. So imagine how much stronger your business will be if you prime appropriately. To me, as an adult, when I see the wing stop sign, I get happy. Now, if any of you have spoken to me, see, look, there you go, Miss Michelle. If any of you have spoken to me, you know that the greatest love of my life is living, but the second greatest love is food. I do love my son, don't get me wrong, but food came before he did. And he's just like me. We'll sit there and snack together. So food has a happiness. And food, for me, food has emotions attached to it. I was talking to Antonio and Grace because I figured out why I like Taco Bell when everyone else hates it so much. Their beef burrito supremes remind me of my grandmother's burritos. Because they came the closest to fixing them, like my grandmother's. So anytime now that I'm relating Taco Bell to this, I'm getting it now. Food is addictive. See, gold means wealth, power, and status. When I was pregnant, it was steaks from Texas Roadhouse. If y'all in Texas, y'all know understand what I was talking about. But when you see the big Texas sign, you think, oh, Roadhouse. If I hear the word Roadhouse, I think steaks. Not the movie Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze, which was an absolutely wonderful movie, but I think steaks. I instantly go to food. Priming. I'm telling you, food is... So emotions and actions are attached to not only food or something. So when you want to associate your product with family, show pictures of families smiling with the colors behind them, the blues and the golds and the greens. And when it comes to colors, and I'm so happy, Ms. Pam, you brought that up, as well as Ms. Michelle, because I do want to just go over just a couple of colors with you to give you just a few colors to give you an idea on how colors can be associated with emotions and actions. So let's say you use the color green. Green is associated with health and nature, and it's also highly connected to money. Growth, fertility, health, and generosity are some of the positive meanings for this color. Green can, but as Ms. Pam said, you also have to be careful with the negative aspect that the colors bring. Because for green, it also can be associated with envy. So if you're in, let's say you're in the health or fitness niche, you might choose to add a little more green to your online store. Your home banner image or your logo might have a little green in the background. Purple represents wealth, extravagance, creativity, wisdom, dignity, grandeur. See? So now when someone comes, they first off, Kingdom Travels already lets me know that I'm going to get the royal treatment. Then you add, that's word priming. Then you add the colors of royalty. That's even more priming. And then you do a presentation like you did a couple of weeks ago. And I'm sitting here like, okay, so I need COVID to pass so I can travel. And then you even go further to give me comfort in knowing that, no, you don't have to wait. Because I have a relationship with organizations that are very, very strict on the hotels that are under them. So you have to do this and you have to do that. So I can actually tell you where it's safe to go. So not only do I feel like I'm going to get treated like royalty, but then I come in and you actually treat me like royalty. And you tell me, no, I got you. It's safe. And I will tell you where it's safe. You do all that priming with just the color and the name. And so that's green. Now, if you're in the food industry, you can also put some green on your packed food packaging because it's freshness, it's health, it's nature, it helps as well. Now let's move to the color red. The Golden Arches have red on them. Red is full of passion and power, and it evokes, but it can also evoke expressive feelings like anger and love. See, in psychology, the color red is the most intense color, and it can provoke the strongest emotions. But on the negative side, what you have to be careful, it can also trigger danger. So you want to use the color sparingly. The golden arches are outlined in red. It's not the whole thing, but it's outlined in red so that gold stands out. But what you also do is you use your red on your, like on your call to action buttons so they stand out. And it's provoking that act now. I got to do this now. Hey, this button right here, they can't miss red and you can't miss yellow. The two colors you cannot miss. So you can save it for your call to actions. But see, red is also an iconic color used for brands like Coca-Cola and YouTube. See, for them, it encourages appetite. That's why Coca-Cola uses it. And they also use words like happiness in their branding. And if you listen to their jingle, always Coca-Cola, it has a little happiness to it. So they're priming you in not only the music that they play, but they're also priming you in the words, they're priming you in the color. And then YouTube uses it because it entices excitement when you watch movies online.
Yeah, this is what you've been talking about, using keywords and in the last couple of classes we've had. So keywords apply here as well. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then blue. Blue calms you down. It gives you a feeling of peace. But the yellow makes you happier. Yellow brightens you up. Orange represents creativity, adventure, enthusiasm, success, and balance. And pink is a lot of brands use pink if they primarily serve a female audience. See, pink's color meaning revolves around femininity, playfulness, immaturity, and unconditional love. So using these colors also really help when it comes to priming. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Pam.
Another thing I'll share in case anybody else has to do this, we held what are called focus groups for us to determine what colors our QPAC bags will come in. That's our bag that which looks like a book bag, if you will. And we knew we wanted to come out with up to six initial colors, but to determine what those best colors were, not only did we do research about book bags and other backpacks and what sold best, but we held focus groups. And that changed some of our choices that we've made as final decisions, getting the consumers to tell us, what is it you wanna buy?
Thank you very much, Ms. Pam, because that is extremely important, because your focus group will tell you what this particular type of priming is doing. If you need to switch up the colors, the verbiage, what do you need to change up? So focus groups are extremely important. So thank you very much, Ms. Pam, for bringing that up, for letting us know. So before I move forward, do we have any other questions or comments? Yes, sir, Mr. Bastien, go ahead.
Ms. Deanna, you all helped me set up my logo last October. You know, I had the black sky with a rainbow, and the mixture of the colors with a black backdrop. That was my hope because I didn't know much anything. I'm still learning about branding. But that was and I see now really what's being developed then, because my whole business is about hope and inspiration in dark times. So the black sky with the rainbow, of course, the rainbow is based on a promise. And I'm utilizing the rainbow in all of my communications, whether it be emails, if I can have an emoji with the rainbow. This is what I'm constantly doing is transferring the image of hope through those colors. Of course, the rainbow has various colors, all the major colors. But I'm still learning. I'm learning how to utilize. And this call today really reinforces, and I can really see it when I look at Pam's moments on the internet or whatever, her product, and I see the color, how it grabs me. But yeah, but thank you very much. And I would like to also talk about sounds. I recently did a trailer for my book. Rather than have strings in it or musical instruments like saxophones or horns, it utilizes nothing but drums. Because when one thinks about Africa, the drum is the most prevalent, most dominant sound. And I just want your opinion on that. The reason why I like Corvettes is not because they're fast. It's not because they're sporty. They're kind of like the Harley Davidson motorcycle. It is the sound of the exhaust when they're idling. And most people that own Corvettes for years, sometimes we just start them up just to listen to the rumbling of the engine. So that's the brand. That's what Chevrolet developed. And they're having a hard time trying to push the new Corvette out because it's a mid-engine drive car. And for people who've never owned a Corvette and those who are lifetime owners of them, we're still questioning, is it going to give us that same rumbling and vibration? Because that's the brand. That's what it's known for. But thank you. I mean, these are little things that I understand really how we can become buyers, or we can have, because it is, branding is very important. And if you can notice the cap that I'm wearing, it has a rabbit. And I know what is so significant about a rabbit? This cap was given to me by way of a guide when I was in Sydney, Australia. The actor Russell Crowe is good friends with him. And this rabbit represents his rugby team. A rabbit of all things. And it's the worst rugby team on the continent of Australia. But because of the rabbit, more people love this team than any other rugby team on the continent, because it's a rabbit and people think of a rabbit as being elusive. And that's the brand of this particular rugby team. They're very elusive. They win, they lose, they win, they lose, but they lose more than they win. I understand they did become champions at one time, but that's why this logo is so unique.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate?
What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The branding of it, the Rabbit Toes, name of the team, they're just a bunch of rugby guys who got together and they became good, and yet they're bad. But I thank you for this lesson today. It was very good. And I see with the colors, I really see that. I understand that. Thank you very much, Deanna.
You're very welcome, Mr. Vasteen. Thank you. Thank you very much. And you've also brought out another point too on how animals and sounds can prime people. For me, a wonderful day is the smell of fresh cut grass. And then I used to like helping my dad cut grass. So the sound of a lawnmower being started off takes me back to a good childhood memory. See, that's what you're doing. You're actually, when you're priming someone, if priming is done correctly, you're priming them for positive outcomes. You're priming them using what's already in their psyche. And so when you do it right, you help associate them with something positive. Hope, peace, well-being, joy, happiness, prosperity, royalty, just from words, sounds, visuals, colors. And that's why knowing the psychology of marketing is so important. That's why when it comes to your marketing, it's not just about what looks good. It's also about how will my audience respond to this. To serve people, you have to know people. We serve people. We have to know people. So we have to, Miss Pam knows her market. Miss Michelle knows her market. Phil and Susan know their market. Miss Denise knows her market. Mr. Vasteen is vastly learning his market. Grace knows her market, and Antonio knows his market. And once you know your market and you have the focus groups and you can pinpoint how they are thinking, that's why conversations create clients, because the more conversations you have with your market, the more you understand how they think.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
So it's kind of interesting, as you said, I know my market. I know my traditional market, but so when I put this book out, the intention, this newest one, the intention was to go after a larger market, not just my base, which is rooted mm-hmm. primarily in the church or inspiration community, a Black inspiration community, right? So I wanted to expand that to include global, other ethnicities, men, et cetera, et cetera. So when I put this book out, I researched colors, and the reason the cover is yellow is because I was taught that that was yellow signified inspiration, motivation, self-help specifically, as opposed to just plastering my picture on the front of the book. So with this, you know, transitioning people from a product into, you know, my system with coaching and ongoing service to them, the question I want to ask, which I'm not sure is the right question, is how to convert that attention now that I've primed them with the color of this book and they're picking it up and they're reading it, you know, how do I convert that into the other things? Should I, you know, how would you string the colors, the sound, the everything, is it a continual case of priming them, or do you transition or flip at some point from priming to? Maybe that's a better question.
You're always priming. So now that you've primed them and they purchased the book, when you're marketing even more when it comes to your course, you know that when they purchased your book, they were purchasing it because mentally they wanted to become better. They wanted to increase their own personal development. The color yellow brought them in because it gave them that sense of peace, of calmness, of yes, I want to do this. It made them feel happy and gave some positivity. So when it comes to anything dealing with that, research the other colors that also bring that same thing. And then your words, the wording that you use as you're going through, use some of the words in your book so they can associate what you're doing. You're priming them to understand that you read my book. So use some of the same keywords that you use in your book when you're priming them for your courses, when you're priming them for your keynotes. And so that way now they're associating, oh, okay, this is Denise. Oh, this is just like the book. I know she's going to help me. They're associating your words with you helping them with the personal growth, with the mindset change. So priming is consistent throughout everything that you do. And after now that you're shifting your audience and you're learning your new audience, when they start talking to you, which I'm sure they already are, and you start hearing, man, this book was wonderful, this and that, you'll know how to continue that conversation in your marketing and how to continue that conversation in your priming with them as well. But priming is consistent, well, not consistent, because priming is throughout. From if you go from one product to the next product, there's priming involved with that. From the marketing of your book to the marketing of your keynotes, there's priming in that. The title of your keynote is priming. The title of your book is priming. So I'm hoping I'm answering your question, but when it comes to the priming, it is consistent. It's you never stop priming your audience.
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Very welcome. All right. So now with even more detail on what we have discussed, I want to go back and ask you, how has Antonio primed you? Ms. Pam talked about when she first met him, how he was dressed, that was priming for her. Each of you in some shape, form, or fashion, what drew your attention to Antonio? How does he prime his audience? All right, Mr. Bastien and Grace.
Having met Antonio the first time in Fort Lauderdale, it was not about, of course, I could see his face, but he primed me with the intensity of his eyes. And that is what I see every time, even when I see him on Zoom, when I've seen him in person. It is the intensity and the directness of his eyesight. I'm an eye person. I love to watch people's eyes. And that's, I think, for me personally, it's how he lured me in. It was the intensity of his eyes. It's like I became the most important person at a split second. And that is absolutely a gift on his part to segregate everyone else and make you become special. And it's his eyes. That's really what did it for me.
All right. Now that is also a form of priming. Priming taps into the emotion. Mr. Bastien just said Antonio with his eyes crying to him, like, yeah, with all this going on, I'm your focus point. That's a way of priming. And we're going to come back to that. And I'm actually going to open it up to Mr. Smith, too, because he is a master primer. He is a master primer. So thank you very much, Mr. Bastien. Okay. Ms. Michelle, the floor is yours. And after Michelle, Grace, and after Grace, Shaker.
I first saw Antonio on LinkedIn. And I saw how he left Brown. That's what attracted me. I was like, who is this? That needs to push Les Brown up. You're thinking Les Brown already had it made, okay? So who put Les Brown more on the map, you know, however much more he needed, then I said, okay, let me check out Antonio. So I connected, and then I started reading what he did. And besides Les Brown, it's the words that he said. It was the way he thought, and it was the way he talked. If he has a coach, I wouldn't have known a coach was telling him what to say, because the words he said, the words he was just portraying, I was like, Then the fact that he could make your business a millionaire, those were keywords. He used the right keywords. That's it. He primed me with keywords. He primed me with Les Brown. But then it's just the way he talked. I was like, he's not a regular coach, technically. He wasn't a regular coach. So I just started following and just looking at different posts. And I'm not always on LinkedIn. But when I did go on LinkedIn, bam, guess who's in front of me? Antonio Smith. And I'm like, okay, let me see what you got to say now. That's how I was thinking. I was like, let me see what you got to say now. And every time I was impressed. So besides Les Brown, how he made him even more of a millionaire and other people millionaires, and then he started giving his portfolio. I said, okay, see, these other coaches, they be trying to teach you different small stuff, how to make people, you know, good within their business. I'm like, I need somebody to teach me how to put my stuff out there, make me a millionaire short time, and all that wonderful stuff. And now, here I am today. I invested. I walked out on faith and invested. So let me shut up, because he's probably talking about me.
He was just saying that he responded to your email at 12 o'clock at night, too. All right. Thank you very much, Miss Michelle. Thank you very much, Miss Grace. And after Grace, we have Shaker. Grace, the floor is yours.
I didn't meet Antonio in a business setting. I met Antonio at church. Met Antonio at church. But while we were there, it was myself, Shannon, Antonio, and Tempest. And this is how I met Antonio and Tempest. Met them at a church, in a church setting. Both of our churches that we belong to were part of an association. Anyway, so we were there at the association gathering. Met him, found out while I was there that he had been retired since 29. That was my primer. Oh, okay. You know, you 29, huh? And he wasn't 29 at the time. He was past 29. And I said, okay. Yeah. So you kind of know something about money. I'm saying this all in my head. So then I asked him if he would help me with my finances. And that's how I got to know the gentleman in the black shirt. Now, it took 2 years later for me to listen, but that's neither here nor there. So, but that's what primed me, knowing that he had been retired since age 29, because, you know, that's not common, you know, and to be in his early 30s when I had met him. And so that's what primed me to him. Money is always my primer. And so when I heard that from him, that's what got me interested in talking to the fella in the black shirt, and the rest is history. Here we are today.
All right, Grace. He in here laughing. First he said, God bless you, when you told him where you met. And then he started laughing when you said, money is always your primer. He started laughing. Shaker, in regards to the question you just asked, here's a resource that everyone can use to find out colors and their meanings.
Well, that'll be helpful. Thank you so much, Diana.
You're so very welcome. You're so very welcome. And was that the question that you had, Shaker?
No. So, well, I wanted to answer the priming thing. What?
Go ahead.
I got attracted, or rather, I fell for, is the lion logo. That is something that I have seen I don't know what's with the lion logo. And each time I see a lion or somebody having a lion logo, I always was intrigued. And it's been a couple of years since I have seen some of them use the lion as their logo. And then I realized that it represents strength, authority, wisdom, power, royalty, courage, dignity, justice, and of course, lion is the king of the jungle. It's kind of the perfect symbol for a company or a person who wants to convey power in a nice way. Powerful, professional, reliable. It's a fantastic symbol to use in a logo if a company is dependable, trustworthy, you know, all of that. And I have seen, if I were to bring the references between the logo to a little bit of spirituality here from India, a lot of goddesses over here, you know, they have their royal vehicle, you can say, royal ride. Some people have, some gods have elephants, some gods have something else. You know, the goddesses have lions as their logo, as their representation. That is huge. That is why I kind of went with that. It's not a normal thing for anybody to use lion as a logo. And I also noticed the same thing in Coach Brad Blizzard's logo. You know, other than the fact that he uses Build a Beast, you know, it's a nice little image, but there's a lion there. A very different looking lion, very serene, calm, at the same time serious. I mean, it's different. It just brings goose pimples to you. And that is what I loved about the logo. That is what took me off. And I kind of related to only the logo. And when I looked through the rest of the, and like Mayuri said in the cover pages, I went through the courses and all that. It's a very well-designed logo. I do not know who designed it, but it's a beautifully designed logo. You know, the silhouette, it's black, white, you know, kind of the mane flowing all over. And it just conveys justice, dignity, trustworthiness, reliability, dependability, power, royalty, of course. And then when you go through Antonio's videos, his photographs, and this is something that I have always shared with Satish. He has a childlike smile. He just smiles like a child. And he does not hold back, you know, whether it is his, I do not know how the OBA is, but whenever I've seen him, you know, I have always heard him, seen him smile, laugh, giggle like a child. And that is what I love about him. So, wisdom, of course, he gives. Strength is conveyed through the way he talks. And that, all of that, I kind of I relate and connect it back to the lion. So that is what I got primed with. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shaker. Thank you very much. So Shaker brought out even more of the types of ways you can prime people. It's not just in the colors. It's also in your appearance, how you look, how you speak, your logo. Your logo as well. Dr. Trask, you can go ahead. I see you're unmuted your mic. The floor is yours.
Well, meeting Antonio in my studio with Lenita, and he was running or going to run for president. When he walked in, I thought, this guy is going to run for president. He really has something, and what he has, I want it. And then he started speaking. And then you were there, and Miss Grace was there, and I just saw how all three of you interacted. So my first thought was, which one of these ladies is his wife? Because, I mean, you took such care. You were totally on point in everything that he was needing or saying. And I think some classes was going on, and you had your laptops there, and y'all were doing what you were doing, and he was talking. And then I thought, look at this man. He is so free. I didn't know his worth. I didn't know anything about him. But I said, he is so free. I didn't know his childhood or lack of. I didn't know any of that. But I could tell in his spirit how free he was to be able to just do the things. And then he says, he cash at me. And he said something. He made a statement. And I says, he said, what are you charging for this or something? And I says, nothing. Well, then I'm going to pour into your TV show right now. He had never met me. I had never met him. But I knew the freedom that he displayed that day. I wanted some of that freedom. So then I started going on the websites, and then you started sending me different things. It was a year ago, but at least I'm here now, and I'm obtaining some of that freedom. And also that childlike bow tie. I love it, love it. I love bow ties. And I'm just thinking, this guy has something that God has given him. He is a prophet of old that I'm able to grab hold of and glean from him to this day. And I thank God for Antonio. I thank God for you two ladies and everybody that's involved in this family, in this tribe. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Trash. Thank you very much. Antonio said you need an organ every time you talk. So I'm gonna read what has also been placed in the chat as well. So Liddell said that his confidence when he talked captured me. Mayurdi said the ATSBU course's cover page for India is another classic example of priming, and I'm actually going to share that cover with you. This is the ATSBU logo for India. And if you've looked at the Indian their flag, it's the colors of their flag with their logo, but it's how it's designed. So that's another way of priming. You can take what's already there and design it in a way that still captures.
Is business spelled that way in India, or is that a typo?
Yes. Oh yeah. Thank you. You know what, Ms. Pam? Thank you very much. Well, I tell you, no, ma'am, that's a typo. Thank you. Thank you so much. Missing the S. I appreciate that. Miss Monica said his consistency and his response timing. Miss Pam said also his tagline. And then Liddell said his vulnerability. So all of these things are ways of priming. All of these are ways of priming. And you know what? I was about to say something else, and it just completely, So these are all ways of priming. This is the psychology of it. Oh, that's what I was about to say. Thank you. There's something that Dr. Trask said. Michelle said your history and background is always a hook as well. That's always a way to prime someone, because if someone has been there before, she just said, if they see where you come from and now where you are at, that is making people want to join you. And then it's something that Dr. Trask said, this community, this family, when you come into the ATS Business University, and I've heard this from others as well, they feel at home. They feel like family. And then when there's some people that I spoke to and I let them know, you are family. We are a family because one, it's also priming. When Antonio, it's the business environment. It's the brand environment. Your brand environment flows out, and it's also a prime as well. The brand environment here, because no one suffers alone, that's community. Because it's stay in the plane, that's family. Because man, look, your family can get on your last nerves. They can be doing the dumbest stuff, but you grab them real quick when they try to jump out that plane and be like, if you don't stay on your business plane, sit down, chill out, we'll work this through. No one suffers alone is community. If your neighbor next door don't have no food and you know, you gonna fix a plate of food or something, cook a meal and take it over to him. And that's what he puts out. That's the energy that you get. And that's also a prime as well. So when it comes to priming, it's more than just business. It's what people actually sense from you, what they get from you, from how you talk to how you look, to the words you say, to the colors you wear. It's all priming. Think about it. Every time you see a CEO on TV talking, what color is their suit? Do you ever see a CEO with a loud color suit? With a red one, or a purple suit, or a green suit, or an orange suit? No, you don't. They have either black, brown, or gray, or navy blue. Antonio has hundreds of black suits. So many black suits. But there's a reason for that. And it's the same reason Miss Pam mentioned. It gives off, it's priming you to understand that this is business. And that's why also when you're walking into a business meeting with the CEO of McDonald's, like I've had the opportunity, because of Antonio, I've had the opportunity to meet the CEO of Starbucks. I've had the opportunity to meet the CEO of Coca-Cola, the CEO of Landry's Food. I've had this opportunity I was in a room of nothing but CEOs, and I'm standing there, each and every one of them either had on a black suit, a navy blue suit, or a brown suit. Some of them had on gray. But they were there for business. So if I wanted to make an impression, I would wear the same thing. Priming. I'm priming you to understand that I'm here to talk about business just like you. I'm a CEO just like you. I fit in this club just like you do. When you're walking into a meeting with anybody, like I said before, research them. There's so much personal information available online, it's not even funny. You can go on LinkedIn, you can find them on Facebook, see what their favorite colors are, see what podcasts they listen to, who their favorite sports team is. And you walk into that meeting ready to prime them. You walk in priming them because you know what their favorite colors are. If I have to go into a meeting and I know this person's favorite color is purple, I'm not going to walk in there with a purple suit. I'm going to walk in there with a black suit or a gray suit or a navy suit with purple accessories and shirt. I'm going to walk in there priming them. Well, y'all know I like to talk. So what am I going to do? It's so nice to meet you. Da, da, da. I see a picture of the kids. Oh my goodness, your children are so beautiful. Yeah, I have a 5-year-old and he's da 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 da. Yeah, you know, I promise you, when I do podcast interviews and these people have kids, I ask questions and it catches attention. And what it does is it also relaxes as well, depending on how you bring it up, depending on how it's brought up. So priming can be done in so many different ways. Each and every one of you have expressed how you were primed by Antonio before you even made a decision. What brought you in, whether you made an immediate decision or you made a decision over time, you still made the decision to be here. And that's all in priming. So now what I'm going to do is, because we pretty much covered everything I was going to talk about today, so now I'm going to open it up for some Q&A, some comments, some revelations that you've... Oh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Let me set up your Q&A. First off, thank all of you. Let me just tell you I think Vastine and Shaker hit it right on the head. Sugar was actually trying to carry a bunch of stuff when I first saw her. and my grandmother was turning over in her grave, her packing up all those cables and stuff. So I had to say, well, you mind if I help you? She was like, I don't mind. You go ahead, you know. She's like, I got it. But if you want to be a man and help, you can go ahead and be a man and help, you know. So definitely that. But my if you go back to what Deanna said, I'm a CEO just like you. Right? Since I'm not a woman, I don't think like that. Women you pretty much got no choice but to think like that, because you have to be consistently proving yourselves in a stupid man chauvinistic world in which you always have to fight for notoriety and stuff. Me, my lioness, I don't care about none of that stuff. I prime, I suppose, is I'm here for you. Like, no matter what I was doing, shoot me an email at 12 o'clock at night. I'm here for you. I'm responding. Right, being a whole bunch of rooms, I mean, a whole bunch of people in the room. Vastine asked me something. I'm here for you. Right? Sugar, I forget what training. It was probably this training. They was literally teaching. I had to make sure we had Wi-Fi. I had to make sure everything was set up. And I still made sure they was straight. And then gave all my attention to Sugar and Lenita and whatever it is I was supposed to do. For me, I didn't learn it as priming. It's how can I create an emotional response in you? Because people only move in emotional responses. So I had to determine what emotional response do I want people to receive from me and display that or create that every single chance that I could possibly do. So everything I do is both intentional and genuine at the same time. When I'm talking to you, or whatever that may be, my goal, my intent is for you to know F them. It's all about you. It's basically my attitude. I don't have a political way to say that. You understand? Or a correct way to say that. They not going to take care of you like me. Now, I ain't even comparing myself to them. I'm just telling you, go on out there. When you come back, let's have a real conversation about how I can help you. It's my energy in just about everything that I do. Now, so that answers that part. It's all my content pushes that. It just literally, you really don't even have to pay me for stuff. You can just go look at all my content. It may take you longer because you have to look at stuff and learn how to do it yourself, but it's all out there. It literally is out there. It's the 5% that I can do, that you can do with me, that speeds you up 95% faster, right? That's basically what's going on. If you look at my podcast cover, almost everything I do is with supreme intent. Shaker, I designed that logo, the lion, the ATS lion logo. I designed that logo. There's a lot going on in this. What's most important, this is my number one podcast. It is priming you the whole time. That's the goal. All right, so Deanna says about coffee. I'm trying to tell you, if you want to have a good day, you might want to pull me in your cup. Let me look at y'all pictures real quick. You know, you need to include me in your date, because when do you get coffee? When you meditate, when you something, right? When you're saying, okay, let me do this before I do everything else. Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Do me before you do everything else. I could have picked anything. This doesn't even make sense for a logo, a podcast logo. It doesn't really make sense. It really doesn't. But I had my own agenda. Look how big the word secret is, because I give away the most secrets of anybody else, right? I'm trying to program you. My name is real small compared to, because I'm listening. I ain't even tripping about all that. Like, forget me. It's about this secret. I just happen to be the conduit, the vehicle of that secret. Then, of course, this is completely on purpose, y'all. That's a white hand. I could have made it a black one. But, you know, ain't nobody no dummy, Vastine. You understand. Come on now. Yeah. All my podcasts have this logo on the side of it. Of course, the coffee beans. But while I got the coffee beans here, Grace, my cup runneth over. Help me, somebody. Help me with the overflow. Come on with the overflow. Yes. And then hashtag serve daily. I put this here. And what I did was I took a regular stock photo and made a bunch of changes to it. Literally, I took made a bunch of changes to it. Just redesigned everything. Really just did everything possible. And then this serve daily. I wanted you to know, if you come to this podcast, it's serve daily. Even if I don't up, even if I skip a day, it's still serve daily. You, I'm telling you to go back and listen to me again. But serve is important here. I'm telling you, I'm serving you daily. So put it all together. I got big secrets. Big secrets. Start your mornings off with me and let me serve you daily into overflow, white people. There you go. Priming.
All right. Miss Susan said, love the logo. Always have coffee or tea listening to Antonio. And that was my thought. I was like, okay, so I'm going to sit here with my cup of coffee and learn the secrets to success with Antonio. So, and because I absolutely love the logo too, Miss Susan. So when it comes to priming your audience, when it comes to knowing the psychology, you want to make sure that you want to make sure that what you're doing, you're paying attention to it. You're not just putting something out there you're putting something out there and you're thinking about what it provokes. Like I mentioned earlier, when you're driving down the highway, you've been driving for hours, and you see those golden arches lit up bright in that darkness, you get real happy real quick because you're thinking about food and restroom break. But at the same time, that logo primes a person for happiness because birthday parties in the jungle gym of McDonald's. For me, it's Chuck E. Cheese, Ski Ball. I think that's what it's called, the Ski Ball, Ski Shoe, whatever it is. When I think Chuck E. Cheese, that's what I think. That's the only game that I ever play when I go. When you think Walmart, it brings a couple of different emotions to you. First off, I know I can find everything I need in one place. But secondly, that was going to be the second one. It's going to say being lying all day. But the second one is, yes, you did, because I just wasn't going to say that on camera. But you also get the emotion of being in line all day. But you also have and also when I think about Walmart commercials and I see the word rollback, I associate it with the little bouncing smiley that goes and it bounces and it hits the price and the price goes down and then it bounces to another one and hits it. I guess I'm super old because I haven't seen one of those commercials in a while. But like and down here in Texas, when you pass by the W's, the orange W's with the white up high, who knows what that logo is? The W, the orange W, it's like
Whataburger. Whataburger.
That's not worldwide.
I say here in Texas. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And then, okay, and another one. So here in Texas, we have HEB, and y'all have heard us mention it a few times. But H-E-B is actually an acronym for here, everything is better. For here, everything's better. So literally when I walk into H-E-B, I'm literally looking around and I'm like, man, it already primed me to think that everything here is better. And the first place that you walk into in an H-E-B is the produce section. When you walk into Walmart, you have the produce section. When you walk into certain grocery stores, you have a produce section first. But the thing, it is better than Walmart. Their produce it seems like it's just so fresh. Their peaches are super juicy and super sweet. Their plums are the same way. Their avocados are nice and huge and pretty. But they primed me before I even walked in. And then they also primed me to understand that here everything is better because H-E-B has contracts with farmers. So they get their stuff straight from the farm. They don't have it shipped in. It goes straight from the farm, it gets cleaned, it gets whatever it needs, and then it ships right on over to H-E-B. So I'm already primed in my head to understand that H-E-B, here everything's better because they do everything in-house. It's fresher, it's cleaner because it's homegrown. Like, here everything's better. When you see the little red girl with the little blue dress on with the two red pigtails, you think Wendy's. I think chicken nuggets. Because Wendy's has wonderful chicken nuggets. With their version of their sweet and sour sauce, which I have no clue, but it's wonderful. As you see, I keep mentioning food, but think about your favorite logos. Think of the logos from your childhood that when you see them, it sparks a certain emotion. You're doing the same thing to your audience. You're doing the same exact thing to your audience. So I would like to open it up. And Mayuri, to answer your question, yes, ma'am. And so I'll definitely get with you on that. If anyone, I'm going to open it up. So if you have any more questions or comments, please ask them. And then I'm going to also open it up to Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr. as well, because he is absolutely the greatest primer that I know. So the floor is now open. And Mr. Smith, the floor is now yours.
This was fantastic. I've got no corrections. Well, never would correct, but no additions. This is a 10-week series.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how you're going to outdo yourself, but you did well. You did well. Emotional responses is what you're attempting to create, priming. If I would just, Sugar's clapping for you. I would just, everything that you do, every lesson Deanna taught, I would do it with every post, every text, every video, every audio, every class. I would prime, 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 because it took a year for Sugar to get here regularly. Right? So that's, you know, it took Monica freaking 38 years.
Right?
Yeah, we went to school together. So there you go. There you go. It takes that. But, and my last advice to you would just be, if you would just play the long-term game and prime your message and saturate your audience with your message, you don't have to really worry about finding customers. That's a benefit that I have. I teach how to find customers, but the truth is I'm just throwing out the right bait for specific people. And only those people attach themselves to that bait. I don't want everybody. I don't want broke people. Let me just tell y'all that. It's no offense. But I don't want someone that I gotta help to have a good day. Y'all know those people that they make you Vastine, they come to you, and for 2 hours, you got to convince them how loyal you are to them just so they can decide y'all fit to have a good day together. Y'all know them people? Y'all know what I'm talking about? You got to pump them up every time you see them. And then finally, Pam knows when they convince that you proved yourself today, y'all could be in harmony. I don't want them people in my life, God dang it. I'm sick of them. you always got to be the friend I got to motivate to have a good day with. Nah, I don't want those people. Bastine, that's somebody else's ministry. You understand? I don't want those people. I can't. I'm not that much of a shepherd, Sugar. I'm Paul. I came here to start some stuff up. I'm Paul. I don't know how to be James and Peter. Yeah. I don't know how to do all that stuff. Yeah, I can't hear. Ain't nothing over there. Let's start a church. All right, Vastine, you good? All right. Well, let me go start another one, right? I get bored in organized places. I need problems. And I need problems to fix. And I know that about myself. If the organization is healthy, I don't really do well. I don't do well. And if I don't own it, I know I don't do well. I don't do nothing well that I don't have 100% creative control. I suck at stuff and I got to answer to somebody else. I'm not good at that at all. Pump, prime, do everything you can. Everything that Deanna said is fantastically perfect. My suggestion to you is start now and don't stop. And don't ever stop, because you never know. Some of you are 38 years away from the moniker that's going to change your whole organization. And I'm just willing to wait 38 years. Right? Sometime it takes 38 days. I promise you, before I leave this earth very soon, I plan on having, I already got it written down. In fact, this ain't even faith. I just plan on Ice Buddy doing an order so big in manufacturing in the next 365 days. And I'm overestimating right now that it's going to be a wonderful time. And I want that water company too. I'm just telling you, I can't stop thinking about it. So I'm just gonna let you know. I can't stop thinking about it. Okay. I'm looking forward to a fully funded, no loans, Ice Buddy Systems. I'm looking forward to it. I'm absolutely looking forward to it. And all that comes from priming. She's priming, you're priming, I'm priming, we all priming. Prime, 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 prime. Get it started. Start with every podcast. Denise, put your own commercials on your own podcast. Right? Do whatever you got to do to make that happen. Deanna, that's all I had to say.
Good luck tonight on your call.
Yes. I hope
everyone. Oh, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. And we will have OBA, and then we'll just jump off at 6 and go straight to that call. So thank y'all, and I hope as many as you can be on. Appreciate you.
All right, and for those of you who have not had the opportunity to register just yet, let me put the link in the chat for you so you can be able to register for the wonderful event. It's this evening. It begins at 6 p.m. Give me 1 second. There we go.
That's cool. Now you can just message it to me in the groups. That's fine.
Okay. Wow. It begins at 6 p.m. and it's only going to be an hour and 15 minutes. But if there are no more questions, if there are no more comments, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you this evening at 5 p.m. You can plant better. You can dominate. Have a good one, everyone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator.
Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.